Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And not in a fun, what is real and what isn't, severance kind of way. More in a, this just doesn't seem believable, young Sheldon kind of way. But you've hit the play button and sound is dripping out of the audio device in front of you. Might as well get on with it. Sit back and enjoy the show.
I call this meeting of Hello from the Magic Tavern to order, a first order of business, Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
I object.
Oh, you sort. What part of it do you object to?
Well, I think that you should say, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I am the greatest warrior in all of Foon. Arnold Niekamp, none shall defeat me. None shall stand on my grave, for I shall live for all time.
All right, and Chen, you're taking notes, right?
Yes.
And could you read that back?
You said I'm the stenographer, stenographer, something.
Yes, stenographer.
So let's see. I wrote down minutes. And then I said Chunt here. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Then it says I object. Something something rambling Usador bullshit. Arnie said that back Chunt.
Okay, great. Okay. All the key points.
And you said stenographer is your favorite part of Love Boat.
Oh yes. Let's carve out some time on the Patreon for me to talk about Love Boat for a long time. Some of it might get a little spicy.
Mercy, Arnie, please. I want to hear more about this police academy. 1 through 6?
But then after 6, they start to go downhill.
Oh.
Okay. But up through there, pure gold. Hey, guys, second order of business, one of my co-hosts introduced themselves.
Oh, I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius.
Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Manipulator of...
He's writing all this down.
Magical delights.
All delights.
Devourer.
Okay.
Of chaos.
Okay, okay.
Champion
of the great halls.
Halls of Tarakas.
Of T.
There's an apostrophe there.
Okay.
Where's the apostrophe?
It's right after the
you
R.
You seem unsure. You seem to remember.
No, I'm pretty sure that's right.
Okay.
I'm known to the elves as Fiang Yalik.
Yeah.
It's F-I, apostrophe A-N-G.
I think I got it.
I know where the apostrophe goes there. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hukstangjis. No apostrophes.
Okay. Arnie, did you want to interject? I just want to make sure I get that.
Yeah, could I have just a sub thing in there that says Feline Zelig? I'm going to bring that one back.
Okay. I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be secret names that if e'er I did utter aloud, then most assuredly all the gophers in Foon would find themselves dancing simultaneously.
Okay, got it. Woo! And I'm Chuck.
All right.
Business night.
Guys, thank you so much. I figured we've been doing this for almost 10 years, and since the 10-year anniversary is coming up in more or less a month, we should really have a business meeting and talk about how we're doing things for the podcast, but also just general business night.
Well, shit. Now Usador has to do another one. I think
Usador,
it is weird when Usador goes first.
Well, I think he was catching up from the last round. Does that make sense?
Oh shit. Yes. Are we lapping each other?
I had a frog in my throat. Here he is.
Oh, he's got a little top hat. McCain.
Hello.
Hey, frog. I am so sorry, buddy. We are having a business meeting. Otherwise, we would absolutely interview you. I'm sure you have a fascinating personal life. But for now, can you fuck off?
I used to be a prince. Goodbye.
Oh. Also, he could have been a spy for the sea, for the animal war. Or the town with frogs.
Yeah.
Or land.
I never thought about that, the amphibious forces. I mean, we met that duck that was torn betwixt all three, land, sea, and air. And I suppose a frog falls in much the same position.
Because of the jumping?
Yes.
Yeah.
The way ducks jump and the way frogs jump, it's an easy parallel to make.
I've seen, during the Animal War, I've seen a lot of posters that say frogs put the fib in amphibious. Just trying to sow... You know, just kind of, you know, not trusting any sort of amphibians.
How do you spell amphibious on this world?
There's some apostrophes in there, I know that.
I apostrophe M space F-I-B space O-U-S? I'm okay. Amphibious? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, sounds right.
I like that on this world, it's hard to be bad at spelling, because everyone's sort of, like, uncertain anyway.
Yeah, I mean, as long as people understand and communicate... spelling isn't particularly highly prized. There, in fact, is a spelling hive that happens in most dungeons where the prisoners are forced to spell words, and then the winner is executed.
And that's how we get honey.
And that's where honey comes from.
And the winner is executed? The winner is executed.
Right.
Yeah.
Because spelling is not highly prized here.
Yeah.
In the spelling hive.
And we don't want them to procreate and make other good spellers, if that makes sense.
It's like, why are you telling me the correct spelling of amphibious? I know how to spell amphibious just any way I want, that someone else can read it and be like, that's the word amphibious. Spelling's for nerds.
Speaking of things that are for nerds, let's see. Maybe I'll throw out the first order of business. I'm sort of generally trying to catch up on our emails, of which we get a lot at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Also, you can email us at our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern.
Ooh, finally, we're starting with emails.
Here's one that I got recently. Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights. Slow down. Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Turrakis.
Apostrophe.
Speaking of which, according to this person, the apostrophe is after the second R.
Right, that's what I said.
Okay. The elves know him as Fiang Yelik.
Yeah.
The dwarfs know him as Zonanin Hugstanges.
Dwarfs?
It says in here... dwarfs with an
dwarves,
not dwarves.
Shit.
But also the whole thing reeks of being copy and pasted, so that mistake might have come from anywhere.
Well, as long as they spelled in a way that everyone understands it, I don't care. Spelling's for nerds.
So they say all that, and then they say that you might be chronically drunk and slightly mad, but he deserves an email address. And that's the whole thing. People miss having a way to communicate with you, Usidor.
Does drinking sometimes on Earth, right?
Yes.
If people drink too much, do you not get an email address?
That would probably be wise, actually. Like, if you drink too much, you do not have access to your email.
And if you are mad?
And if you're mad, exactly.
Okay, so it's sort of like, if you're drunk... you don't have to go home, but you can't send emails.
Yeah, you can't send here.
Okay.
Also, a point of order for our business meeting. I want to say that all of these emails, I don't want to make Chunt write those down again. We have them in a written form.
Oh.
I think we just say, entered into the record.
Okay,
I would like to enter this email into the record.
Smart.
Enter into the record. Oh, shoot. I wrote down record instead of record. Is there a way to...
re-record?
I think we might have to start the episode over.
Record, say R-E-C-I-R-D, record.
Okay.
So Usidor used to be pretty active on Twatterton, but that seemed to have stopped.
Yeah, it's a real hellhole there. I'd love for that whole thing to just disappear into the darkest realms of hell. Perhaps Pizza Skull could come and devour it and take it back to Pizza Hell with him.
Yeah, it does seem like Twitter is increasingly, like, not an option. Although I think we still have a Magic Tavern Twitter account that we post what the show is and everything. But it's worth mentioning we are also now on Blue Sky.
Oh, how exciting. What the hell is that?
I mean, it's kind of like Twitter.
What a ringing endorsement. You'll also notice that I didn't ask, are drunk people not allowed to make a Twitter account? Because I already knew the answer.
No, they can. They absolutely can. But you can follow us on Blue Sky at Magic Tavern on Blue Sky. And Usidor, are you willing to commit to getting on Blue Sky?
Well, I I mean, I like their branding.
I mean, it's called Blue Sky.
I like their branding. I'm a blue wizard.
You're basically Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
I love birds. One of the things I miss about Twatterton is there used to be a little bird there, and I thought that was very adorable. Then they took the bird away, and I was like, fuck right off.
Yeah. It did turn from Twatterton to Exerton.
I've heard that Exerton is bad, but Bridgerton's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sir, sure, I suppose I could create an account on Blue Sky. Why, think of it. The marriage of our powers, the most incredible blue wizard in all of Foon, with the amazing power of social media through Blue Sky, I shall be unstoppable!
And how many O's was that?
Yeah.
17.
Unstoppable? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Arnie, I have a question.
Yes?
Or a point of order or whatever.
An order of business? A new order of business?
It's not new.
Or is it still Blue Sky related?
It's still Blue Sky related.
Okay, so we're still blue skying.
Yeah. What is it called?
Also, there are no bad ideas when we're blue skying.
Oh, there absolutely are.
Oh, right. Yes, of course there are.
Let's have Usurk turn us into trolls. That's a bad idea. Objectively bad.
I could do it, though.
I know you could, but I'm just saying. I've just tried to prove Arnie wrong.
I call Branch.
So, Arnie, when someone, like, say, Usidor, who's creating this Blue Sky account, when Usidor sends something from Blue Sky, is that still called a tweet? Is that called a blue ski? What is that? What would we call it?
I hope it's called a blue ski, or it should be called, like, a bleat. It should definitely start with B, right?
A bloop?
Yeah. A bloop?
A blop.
A blop? Blop that. I like a blop.
Or it should be called a bong, and then you bing your bong.
Ooh, I gotta get on Blue Sky.
Yeah, let me try it. Let me re-bong that.
Chunk, can I get you to commit to being on Blue Sky?
Hell yes.
So we just have to figure out. Here's the thing. Blue Sky hasn't been around that long. I bet both of your names are already taken
what?
By
Shit.
Some perverts.
Shit.
Oh. Okay, so I'll be Chunts, parentheses, not pervert, in parentheses.
Okay. I'm not sure. I honestly don't know if parentheses are part of the names, but I like it.
Okay. I'll figure it out. I don't want to commit right now, but...
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll put it in the show notes or...
You can find it. Okay. If you can find Blue Sky, which is its own problem.
We'll have our people look into it.
Yeah. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
All three of them are going to look into it?
Yep.
I'm so glad. Arnie, can I just say I'm so glad we hired those three Skeets?
Yeah. What are their last names again? One of them is Ulrich.
Skeet Ulrich, Skeet Windows, Skeet Walls?
Yes.
I think those are the three.
All right, so I'm going to bring the Blue Sky business to a close. Are we okay with moving on?
Oh, Arnie, we just joined. Don't bring it to a close.
I second to close the topic.
Oh, sorry, Chunt.
Chunt, it's just a discussion coming to
an end. Okay.
We have to do it in a very formal manner during a business meeting.
Okay. Business night!
Business night!
So do either of you have an order of business you'd like to bring to the floor?
I was going to say...
You said and Usidor cleared his throat.
I was
going to
say but Usidor cleared his throat, which is way more formal than saying So let's go ahead and go over to Usidor.
For consideration, I would like the body here to consider the recent work I've been doing to bring the wizard's impending war to a cessation prior to its actual explosion into a full-scale war.
Well, the mind doesn't like it, but the body's considering it.
I would have to say that I've been trying to think of a way to reverse the mortality of the wizards, even though 'twas I who did smash that gem and say, nay, no longer shall you be immortal. But they've been real dicks since then, so I kind of think maybe if we just gave it back to them, they'd like kind of not be such colossal assholes.
Yeah. I never realized... what little bitches wizards could be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until...
All right.
Not you.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm just... I was just surprised, I think. Because,
I've
always
held
them...
I've been seeing some graffiti in town that says, there are no good wizards.
Wow.
Wow.
That seems really targeted at you, Usidor.
Well, I'm the only wizard in town.
It's in this town. In fact, I see it every town we go to. And now that I think about it, that graffiti is usually like a foot or two off the ground.
Okay.
Chunt.
I want to strike this from the record. Okay.
So, what the fuck? To go back to your business, Usidor.
He's the gopher. Well, I've been searching through dungeons, seeking tomes and ancient knowledge and scrolls from beyond the beginning of time that even the goddesses themselves are unaware of, so that I may find a way to reverse this irreversible magic.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to slow you down with questions, but...
I welcome it.
But you will.
Even just assuming that there are scrolls from before the beginning of time,
mm-hmm.
and that goddesses don't even know about them, like... Mm-hmm. What hint did you get that they exist? Or are you just like, there's got to be something, and you're just running around like a maniac?
A dog told me.
Dog?
Yeah.
Hmm?
I was going through town, I was talking to this dog, and it was standing in front of a wall where it was kind of didn't want me to see the wall. I don't know why. Hmm. And the dog said, don't look at this wall. I'm not writing anything here about wizards. Oh, did you know there are ancient souls, scrolls from the beginning, before the beginning of time? And I said, I definitely knew about the souls. Because souls have existed for all eternity. The scrolls, however, I did not know of. And he said, oh, yeah, check out that dungeon. And he kind of like kind of hesitated. And he's like, the one right outside of town.
I did not hesitate.
What?
That? Huh? Sorry, I was just writing this down.
I said, what's your name, dog? And he said, Charles.
Wow, it seems like a pretty good name. Pretty clever name, actually.
Oh.
I always said if I were a dog, I'd be called Charles.
Hmm.
What a coincidence.
Well, there are no coincidences. Just shapeshifters and wizards.
I thought the saying was, there are no coincidences, only small actors.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Deep bow.
So,
is there any actionable items on that point of order?
Well, I don't know. I go back and forth. I'm like, should I give them their immortality back? Should I figure out a way to do that? Does that solve the problem, or does it only exacerbate the problem? And then I think to myself, well, the whole reason I did it...
What? Sorry, I just wrote down exacerbate. I never realized how funny that word is.
Exacerbate?
I have some ideas about what exacerbating might be, but I don't know if I'm comfortable sharing them.
In any case, so the other side of the coin is this.
Is it going to be like, oh, am I ever going to come? Jesus.
I think we've moved on.
Okay, sorry.
The other side of the coin is this. Should we, in our efforts to gain alliances with the various kingdoms and trying to create some peace and stability, should we actually be trying to off these fucking wizards? I mean, they're mortal. It's time to maybe just like stick a dagger in one of their eyes in the middle of the night or something.
Ooh.
Pour some poison in their ear. Maybe we need to get some pieces off of the proverbial chessboard, as they say.
Well, they can die now, so if we're ever going to kill them, it should be now.
Right.
You, sir, I have a question. So say who's like a wizard, what's a color wizard that we've never met? Just so no one's feelings get hurt.
Oh, well, I suppose that would be, have we met a lavender?
I don't think so. Okay, so say we kill the lavender wizard, okay? In the middle of the night, we creep in and we just gut him from top to taint.
Sure.
Why do we stop at the taint?
Great question.
Because then it's just pure air, my good man. Unless their legs are closed super tight. So here's the thing. Does Foon produce another Lavender Wizard to take that wizard's place?
Well, I would think prior to them losing their immortality, absolutely yes.
Okay.
Now, in the interim where they can die a true death, I suppose that they're... the creature, the soul of them that existed before they were forced into this flesh body on this orb we call Foon, they already existed as angelic beings. I suppose they would just go back to being that angelic being.
Okay. Quick point of order.
Sure.
Break. We need a break.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, let me grab the gavel and...
All right, I bring us back from break, and the floor is open. What's that?
I object you bringing us back from break.
Why do you just object?
I'll allow it. Well, the thing is, I am still peeing.
What?
I'm still peeing.
I didn't know you'd started.
Yes, I've been sitting here the entire time, but I have been peeing most of that time.
From, like, the beginning of the episode?
No, just from the beginning of the break.
Oh, okay.
I'm not an animal. Sorry, Chum.
Hey.
Well, objection aside, I open the floor for new business.
Okay, hops down on the floor. I have new business.
Oh, okay. Chuck, what's your business?
Can I get back in my seat?
Share your business.
Okay.
This is the only time I'm going to say this. Show us your business.
Okay.
I second the new business.
All right. Well, I have two things. Do you want the good business or the bad business?
Oh, Ani, I think we should start with the bad business. What do you think?
Yeah, let's start with the bad business.
Okay, the bad business is... I had an idea.
Oh, fuck. Fuck! We knew this would happen.
I know.
Take your medicine. Gotta take your medicine.
I knew this day would come.
I thought at some point, you know, we're about to hit 10 years. At some point in the next 10 years,
yeah,
I thought it'd be fun if maybe we did an episode that was like a fucking game show or something.
Okay.
Like a little game show.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like maybe a game show at some point. Like maybe a little game show.
Okay.
Do you have a point of order?
Who, me?
Chunt, may I approach?
Oh, yes, you can approach the floor.
Do you have a specific idea for a game show, or is it just generally any sort of game show format?
Well, you know, Arnie's always telling us about all these game shows on Earth that he's obsessed with.
Earth? Is that right?
Earth?
Yeah, it's Earth. It's Earth.
E'R'THE?
I'll say yes.
I thought it was Dearth.
Well, that's evil Earth, I think.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You know, Arnie's always talking about, you know, card sharks. And, I mean, actually, it's mostly card sharks you're talking about.
And Celebrity Jeopardy.
Celebrity Jeopardy. You said it should be a thing. Or I guess it is a thing. You said Pop Culture Jeopardy should be a thing.
Yes, that's the joke I meant to make, and I said it wrong.
Well, Arnie, maybe it'll come true. But, you know, I was thinking... There's one, Arnie, that you talked about a few times that kind of sparked something in me, and that is Family Feud.
Oh. So you want to do... Well, on Earth it's called Family Feud, but you want to do like a Foon version of Family Feud?
Well, yeah, because, Arnie, you're my cousin. Usor's our uncle.
Yeah.
We're legally family, so now we can finally compete in Family Feud. And then, you know, we get, three other... contestants, guests, etc., who maybe have some sort of connection, and then we try and bring Steve Harvey to Foon and have a show.
Okay, that might be hard to book, but I'm willing to commit to some kind of game show episode, probably Family Foon sometime in the next 10 years.
Yes.
I'm even willing to commit to doing it sometime in the next year.
Well, wow. That might be too soon.
Do you know who would be a pretty good game show host?
Who?
Larry Birdman.
Oh, yeah. yes.
I can just see him. We're all lined up, ready to do our Family Foon questions. And he comes up to each one of us and he goes, "What do you do, darling?" And he gives us both a big open mouth kiss.
You know, we don't talk about it much on the podcast, but Usador does talk about a lot of scenarios where he gets a kiss from Larry Birdman.
He's
like, should we sometime play Spin the Bottle with, I don't know, with Larry Birdman?
He's a handsome, successful guy. I get
it. And
then
you like over-explain how the game works, and you talk about scenario.
I'm just spitballing ideas here. I'm just trying to, you know, support Chunt's idea by, you know, saying something. It could be, it doesn't have to be Larry Birdman. I don't have to kiss him on the mouth. Yeah. It's fine. If I do, it's great. I mean, I'd be happy to. Mm-hmm. I'd be thrilled to. And honestly, he'd probably like it. And I think that if you think that's weird, that's on you.
I'm not against it. It's just I'm noticing it.
Okay. I've seen you sort of sweat through his robes.
Like, last week we were talking about ideas for charity, and you were like, well, we should do some kind of booth. And then you said, like, a couple things, and then you said, well, we could do a kissing booth. And I hear Larry Birdman likes booths.
He does like booths. I've heard that. I've heard him say it. He's like, I love going to a fair, because you can always find a booth.
What a weird word.
Right? It is. It felt weird saying it.
It's like, you hit that second O, and you're like, here we go, baby. It's all waves from here. I'm riding the wave. And then you hit that TH and you're like, uh-oh, my mouth better slow down.
Mm-hmm. Arnie, are you from Booth?
No, I'm from Earth.
Earth, sorry.
Oh, Earth. I wrote down Booth. Booth is not your home then.
I'm not from Booth.
Booth sounds right.
Okay, so game show.
Okay, so that's the bad business.
That's the bad business. The good business is...
Larry Birdman's coming?
Oh, maybe. Probably at some point.
Sorry, you were saying. Go ahead.
If nothing else, for the game show, the good business is, and I guess this is good for the Animal Wars, but bad for me. So I guess it should be... Sorry, it's 2 points of bad business. Do you remember Magnificent Boris, the moose that's sort of leading the sort of land creatures in the animal war?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you mentioning him. Yeah.
I might have called... He goes by several names.
Sure. And just to be clear, this is not Boob Honkin' Moose?
No, he is a Boob Honkin' Moose.
He is also... For listeners who don't subscribe to our Patreon, shame on you. But we're starting up March Magic, and in the brackets competing this year is several boob honking mooses.
I think the plural is beeb honking meese.
Beeb hinking meese?
Beeb hinking meese. So. You spell however you want.
Look, if you want to hear us say boob honking moose a lot of different ways for a long time, join the Patreon.
Or just run your podcast player back 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point maybe we make a, you know, make a shirt that's like a moose, but mm-hmm. where his antlers are your boobs.
Whose boobs?
Yours. Whoever's wearing the shirt. So it's a moose, but where the antlers are, it's your boobs.
Okay.
I mean, and it says boob honking moose, but then it says, don't do it.
I imagine with print-on-demand technology, that's not... impossible
but challenging.
Okay. Do you have, is this just a way for you to get people to send pictures of their boobs?
Okay, so Magnificent Boris, leader of the land army and the animal wars, has reached out to me personally. He sent me a parchment and he requested the ultimate sacrifice, Arnie.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if I should do it. And I thought to bring it up and sort of, ask my friends, my council, my family, what I should do.
Chunt, you cannot lay down your life for the cause of this animal war.
He didn't ask that.
Oh, that's not the ultimate sacrifice.
No, I'm sorry.
Look, Chunt, if you have to stop doing the podcast, we don't want that to happen, but we'll figure something out.
That's not it either.
If it's not laying down your life and you're allowed to keep doing the podcast, Chunt, what is it?
Well, Magnificent Boris has asked that, I'm a shapeshifter, Arnie. Yeah. I think sometimes you forget. And I've been, a whole cadre of different animals, a whole cavalcade of creatures. So
yeah, like a dog that does graffiti, all kinds of animals.
Maybe, way in the past. But they're asking me if I would give up my shape-shifting abilities permanently to show and pledge my allegiance to the land creatures and just become a full-time badger for the rest of my life. Just be a plain old badger.
It's like 1,000 or 1,000,000 deaths for you. For you can no longer experience the myriad world of the animal kingdom.
I know, yeah, it's pretty heavy.
The price is too high!
Oh, that was another game show I thought to have us do.
Oh, the price is too high?
Yeah, Arnie, you said you love that show on Earth.
I do, like, especially...
And then you said we should get Chunt spayed or neutered.
Yes. Preferably both, because if you're a shapeshifter...
Oh, yeah, shit. I prefer neither, but... We can revisit that, but yeah, I don't know if I should give up my shape-shifting
abilities. How are you feeling about it? I mean, from my perspective, it doesn't affect me a lot because I mostly think of you as a badger already, but I'm sure I got to keep reminding myself other people aren't me.
I mean, we could unpack that for that's a whole other episode where we figure
well,
out
are we gonna do
how
are
you
we...
figure out people aren't just you.
Are we going to commit to a therapy episode? In the next year?
I mean, I'd rather do the game show, frankly, but...
Sure. Yeah. Smart.
What if we gamify therapy?
Ooh.
Finally.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I'd tried to win therapy in the past.
But you guys know that I've been trying to stay out of this war.
Oh, yes.
So my first instinct was just to be like, well, let me just burn the parchment and not commit to this and, do my thing. But it sounds like they want to, sort of take me away for treason if I don't commit.
What?
Because they said I'm a danger. They said since I can be any animal, that I have no allegiance and they can only consider me to be the enemy.
Now, Chunt, some follow-up questions, if you will allow them. I would like to approach the bench again.
Okay. Why don't we all take the podcast equipment to the bench again?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Remember
to
the bench. We fed that duck from here?
Yeah, we didn't clean up any of this bread. There's soggy bread all over the floor still.
First of all, have any of the other creatures, sea or air, made similar threats?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Secondly, in your heart of hearts, do you have a side that you're on? Do you see some reason in the animals of the land and the reasons that they fight? From my point of view, and I don't want to color your point of view, it seems sort of like this all got started because the birds and the wizards and all that, but in your heart of hearts.
Yeah.
If you had to choose a side right now.
Okay.
And it never doesn't leave this bench, who would it be?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, in my heart of hearts, it would be land. I mean, badger's what I've become so comfortable with, and I think it's because I was a badger when I met Cousin Arnie, and, you know, he's shown such good friendship and loyalty and love for me, and you, sir, you've gotten to love me and be a friend to me and an uncle to me, even more so in my badger shape, so it just feels like my badger shape is, you know, what I'm most fond of.
Do you ever think it's... this is a total sidebar. We'll get back to this whole...
Let's go to the sidebar.
Let's go to the sidebar.
You know what? We spend too much time ordering from the front bar, which is the busiest. Why don't we spend more time at the sidebar?
We should go to the sidebar. We'll get back to this whole, like, war and your personal, like...
I'm so sorry to interrupt. If we're going to the sidebar, does anyone want to order a sidecar?
Ooh.
I'll take a sidecar.
Are you trying to say side cart?
Yes, a side cart from the sidebar.
Yeah.
That's how I spelled it.
Okay. I'll quickly get us three side carts.
Okay.
Now, Chunt, do you ever think about the fact that you and Cousin Arnie live together and go on these wacky adventures, and just a few years ago, the two of you were perfect strangers?
Yeah. You know what? It is funny that we're bosom buddies now, or tit friends, whatever he calls it. Feels like, you know, we're all in the family, and we're friends, and eight is enough.
And family matters.
Eating is enough. Family matters. And we have a full tavern.
Guys, the side bartender gave me these drinks for free.
Wait,
now we do the dance of joy. However it goes. I'm so sorry, Isidore. I completely interrupted what you were talking about.
My sidebar about Cousin Arnie's all over now. Chunt, I know that you are torn inside, and this turmoil within you must be eating you alive. Is there any way that us as your friends and uncle and cousin can assist you in making this choice? Or help you avoid making the choice?
Ooh. I mean, just saying it to you two has been a huge relief.
Good.
So thank you for that. I guess I want some insight. I have 3 months to the side, so, you know, just let's all think on it and, you know, keep an open dialogue about it, and I just need to figure out what to do.
Wow. 3 months is so fast in Magic Tavern story progression time. That's like a blink of an eye.
You also have to think about the way, you know, I know that you have electronical emails, Arnie, but here in Foon, we have birds that send letters and teleportation.
Well, the birds don't really send letters for everyone nowadays.
No, the birds have stopped doing that. So
yeah, a lot of squirrel mail.
Yes, and also sometimes now gnomes just walk your mail someplace, and that takes a long time.
Yeah.
Gnomes are small, generally.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to ask.
They don't walk fast.
Who picked the gnomes for that job?
They volunteered, which was very nice. And
so
everyone was kind of
like, so nice. And you never want to say no to a gnome, but, you know, they stop for their naps and their third lunches, and they stop to gossip with other gnomes. And then they have all, there's 400 gnome holidays, Arnie. There's 400 gnome holidays.
I think that's why they did it. I think they wanted to be able to read the mail so they'd have more gossip.
So mail gets delivered every 7 months, maybe?
It's pretty slow right now.
Wow.
Yeah, with gnomes. But again, there are squirrels delivering mail. There's magic. There's other ways. But if you send something through gnome mail?
Yeah, people fly, teleport, whatever. But you know, why would we do mail that way?
Yeah.
Now, Chunt, has it ever occurred to you to tell them, oh, yes, I'm definitely a badger forever now, and then just still be a shapeshifter?
Oh, yeah. Are they going to test it or follow up?
They said that they'd know if I did that. And that was written in very large letters and underlined. Mm-hmm. And that there's like a drawing of a skull, I think. So I don't know if that means like a skeleton wrote it.
Sounds like it'd hold up in court to me.
I sort of read it as them kind of like overemphasizing it. That actually leads me to believe it a little less.
Oh, okay.
Like, we'll definitely know. It's like, why? If you're saying it like that, I'm suspicious.
Yeah. If they ask you, I would just be like, don't look around shiftily and be like, yeah, I'm definitely a badger. Oh,
smart. That would have been my first instinct.
Right.
I love it. Okay.
Well, Chunt, you've got months to figure this out. I just want to say, we'll support you and defend you and be by your side, regardless of what you decide.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Arnie. Thanks, cuz.
Ditto. Aww.
Thanks, Isidore. Thanks, Ankh. And sorry, just for my notes, what ditto? That's like is that a gnome or who?
Oh, it's that amorphous gnome that can take on the powers of other gnomes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, perfect.
He could take on the powers of other gnomes. Well, do other gnomes have powers?
Yeah, you know how if you catch a gnome and put in a little ball, you can then make them fight each other.
I did not know that.
It's pretty fun.
Sounds cruel.
Yeah, it's both.
I guess those things don't have to be mutually exclusive. All right. Now, and I want to check in with you on this chat very definitively.
Okay.
Do you want to keep going with this piece of business, or do we want to clear this business closed for this business meeting?
I think we can close it.
Okay.
We can close it on...
Business night!
Business night!
Business night! Let's take a break.
All right. I have a piece of business I'd like to bring to the floor. I just want to check in.
Pizza business! Woo! All right. Now we're talking.
Oh, I'd love some pizza.
That is a good idea. Yusidor, can you magic us some pizzas?
Arnie.
Yeah?
You know the price, right?
And what's the price?
Of course I can summon a pizza here, but you know who will accompany it.
Oh.
I'm loath to cast a spell to bring pizza here and open the very gates of pizza hell.
Yeah, the Noid.
No, not the Noid. The pizza skull.
Oh, that's right. That's the thing about pizza. The curse of pizza is it always is more expensive than you remember it being. Oh, you're always like, wait, that's the cost of pizza?
And pizza skull, I feel like almost always is kind of, it doesn't demand, but kind of always insinuates that you should leave 1% to 3% of your soul as a tip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the very least, he's working hard.
What if you go to Pizza Hell to pick it up? Then do you have to give a percentage of your soul? Like if you're just carrying it out of there?
I mean, if they've got a jar there, sure. I guess it depends on what portal you enter Pizza Hell through.
That's the worst, is like you go there to pick up your pizza and, you know, the skull behind the counter is like tapping the jar that says soul. And you're like, what are you? You're just handing me the pizza.
Yeah. And when a skull taps something, it is not subtle.
No.
Chip like, the tooth.
Right.
Arnie, sorry, you were saying.
I just wanted to sort of catch up on merch. We've been trying some new things with our merch. Every time we say that should be a
shirt.
I can
conjure all kinds of other food. What do you want?
Ooh.
I just don't want to accidentally conjure chili skull.
The big ice block with a skull in it?
Mm-hmm. That sounds almost exactly like pizza skull, only in an ice block.
Huh.
Yeah, and we don't want to conjure horn dog again. Remember, Arnie, you were talking about on Earth they have this thing on sticks called horn dogs?
Yeah.
And you said they're so good, and then we user conjured a horn dog, and he was a nightmare?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that? Maybe that was Charlie. Maybe that was the horn dog the whole time.
Okay, maybe let's hold off on eating. I want to talk about merch. How our shirts are going, how there's... I know, Chunt, you sort of have our merch stats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to see. I know, like, we did... I don't even remember. That's a shirt. Was that one of them? I don't remember what some of the limited time slogans that we did were.
Okay. Let me see. I have so much writing. Oh, so much writing. I have to keep growing new paws. Just because I keep getting sort of wrist injuries. Okay. First shirt we have here is only you can prevent drugs. First, we had one where Chunt, myself, present, was saying that. And then we had one where Usador was saying that.
And how many shirts did we sell of those?
In total, we sold 100. Okay, carry the one. 167. 167, my good sir.
167. Okay. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What about, what was my first shirt?
Your first shirt, as far as I can tell, was Arnie. That's you. And you were saying there are new shirts available in the merch store.
Oof.
How many did that sell?
14.
Now, that one's not available anymore, right?
None of these are available. And you know what? I know those 14 of you, you've got a rare item that almost no one has.
I mean, should we bring it back? Because technically it's always true.
Well, wait, some of my other ones must have sold well. Like, what are some of the other ones that were for me?
Okay, we have Arnie, that's you, saying, a watched tree never dies.
Oh, that's not good.
13 sold.
13? Oh, they're getting worse.
Well, it sounds like the 14 people who bought their new shirts available in the merch store, sounds like at least 13 of them bought this, but we lost one customer.
Yeah, one person like, you're not going to fool me again.
Arnie, wait a minute. We also have butt-ass big donger.
Oh no.
Arnie saying that, that's you. And 30 sold.
30?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good.
I mean, you have to imagine that's a pretty good number for a shirt that says butt-ass big donger.
Pretty good for a shirt.
That's great.
A very specific person.
Pretty good for a shirt you can barely wear in the privacy of your own home. Just in case someone comes to the door.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
There are 30 people that want a shirt with my picture on it so much, that they're willing to get it even though it says butt-ass big donger.
Mm-hmm. And sure, some part of your brain is going to say, like, well, I can wear it while I'm doing laundry. But, you know, you have to walk outside to the river, take your clothes to the water, beat it against the rock. You're going to see somebody.
You think you're safe wearing your butt-ass big donger shirt, but you forget you're wearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. Guys, I got to bring up my stats, my personal stats. I don't even really care how much money we make on these, which is not much. I just am falling so far behind your guys' shirts. So I am going to go to a classic, and starting now for a limited time, the Arnie shirt is going to say, different things mean different things.
Ooh, I like this.
Classic.
Yeah.
Arnie, at some point in the next 10 years, may I also suggest one of my favorite phrases you've ever uttered, which is, tomorrow salad.
Well, that's also good. Okay,
that's a pretty good one.
For now, I'm going to do different things mean different things.
Smart, yep.
But keep your eyes out for that tomorrow salad shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And would you guys consider, like, I don't want to, like, come up with your ideas for you.
Yeah.
But would either of you consider a shirt that says, like, please buy Arnie shirt or something like that?
We could do, maybe we do a Chunt shirt that says, please buy Arnie shirt. And then a Usador shirt that says, please see Chunt shirt about buying Arnie shirt.
If all that text doesn't fit, what if we have the Chunt shirt say, please buy Arnie shirt, and the Usador shirt say, butt-ass big donger?
Now, here's the thing, though, Arnie. I think when inevitably one of our listeners who's wearing an Arnie butt-ass big donger shirt meets and marries another listener who's wearing a Usador butt-ass big donger shirt, won't there be mass confusion?
That was the first thing I was worried about.
You got your butt-ass in my big donger.
Think about it this way, though. If you are wearing the Arnie butt-ass big donger shirt out in the world, and you run into someone with a Usador butt-ass big donger shirt,
if I only had the confidence to do that,
you know you need to get married. Like, you literally, like, there's no better sign that you should marry a person.
What if you're already married?
Well,
no, you wouldn't buy that shirt if you were married.
That shirt equals divorce.
We should have a shirt that's Usador, and he's saying, if you're wearing this shirt, you're definitely not married.
All right, I'm going to close down the merch talk, but let's be very clear about what we're doing. My shirt is going to say different things mean different things.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure. Both of you can either keep the shirts that you currently have in the merch store, or if there's something you want to change it, let's clearly define it right now.
Okay.
I would like my shirt to say, buy Arnie's shirt, imbecile.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. And I'm kind of debating between buy Arnie's shirt, baby, or something along those lines, or finally kind of sneaking in blood farts. I feel like blood farts is due for a comeback.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why the two of you are so determined to have people not wear these shirts.
I thought we were doing like a throwaway round.
I love that this idea could make us money, but it kind of never will. Just because we're not doing this on purpose. We just can't help it.
Arnie, here's something I noticed is that if you go to the T Public store where our shirts are, that you can get those designs as something else. They can almost magic that design onto other items. So what I saw recently is that you can actually make stickers with us saying whatever it is. So what people could do is buy some butt-ass big donger Arnie
stickers.
Well,
they can't. That's the thing about the butt-ass big donger. That's a thing. That's gone. The magic of this is that it doesn't exist anymore. It's been replaced by some other bullshit shirt.
Well, they could buy a similar design, buy stickers of that design, and then put those stickers on something of their enemies, like their enemy's car, or their enemy's pet, or their enemy's, books. Just so the next time
their enemy's big donger.
Or their enemy's big donger, and now we get why you're enemies with them is because they have a butt-ass big donger. So keep that in mind, that there's other stuff you can... If you don't want to wear a shirt, totally understandable.
It's not just shirts. It's more than shirts, right?
Coffee mugs.
Yeah.
Aprons, I assume.
Wow, Arnie, disgusting.
None of this is legally binding. Aprons, I have no idea what the things are.
Is that a new catchphrase?
None of these things are legally binding?
No, aprons, I assume.
That's my new detective series. Aprons, I assume.
Okay.
All right, I'm closing down the merch business.
Oh, let's play our closing up the merch bag song.
Okay.
Do we do that? Do we have a closing up the merch bag song?
The only way we'll know is when we listen to the episode. All right, I don't know if you guys have stuff. I have one more piece of business. Okay. Another email I would love to answer. You can, again, you can email us at Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies. It's a real email address, or join the Patreon at patreon.com/magic tavern. And we're currently running March Magic, which is very fun. But here's the email. Hey, boys, I'm on my second round of listening to your podcast. I like your podcast so much that I'm thinking of getting a tattoo of maybe a badger with a crown or of a blue wizard eating some salsa.
Ooh.
If there's any other ideas you all could give me, let me know. Peace and love from New Hampshire. Yours truly, Lord of the Lemons.
Whoa, wow. That's awesome. One, that they're such a committed fan, and that two, that they're in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I don't really know what the story with Old Hampshire is.
I assume it's a pork town. I assume it's like a...
Oh, Hampshire. Yeah, Hampshire. What if they got a tattoo and it's Usador eating salsa, but there's a badger in his salsa? And his face is kind of like, who put badger in my salsa? And then we pan to the... And this is a tattoo that pans. And then we have a pan to the back, and it's Arnie in an apron. Your new catchphrase, aprons, I assume. In an apron, and he's got a look on his face like, oh, shit, I accidentally made salsa, but I put chunt in the salsa. Mm-hmm.
It's chunty salsa.
What if it's exactly all of that, but there's a word balloon that says, buy Arnie's shirt?
So it's a big bowl of chunty salsa, which is salsa with big chunks of chunt in it.
So I think in the background, you'd have to have jars of salsa that clearly say mild, hot, and chunty to help sell this. But go ahead.
Okay. And then in the user's got, you know, he's trying to eat the salsa, but chunt's in it. So that's kind of fun. And then Usador is saying, sort of proclaiming in frustration, buy Arnie's shirts. And how much are we paying this person to get that tattoo?
Nothing. In fact, we should probably consider a cease and desist letter.
Maybe we should simplify it a little bit.
Okay.
How about instead they just get Arnie's social security number? Arnie, go.
Okay. 888-6300-EMPIRE.
Wait a minute.
Guys, look. I had an ulterior motive for bringing up the tattoo email. Should we get tattoos? Like, the show is coming up on 10 years.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, I'd do a tattoo.
Like, if we can all agree on something, like, we could all get tattoos that say Lord of the Lemons.
Lord of the Lemons.
That's the person that sent the email.
I wasn't listening. I have to be honest. I hope that we can commemorate this 10 years together without somehow causing such permanent damage to our own bodies. But maybe the raven with the microphone. I don't know.
Ooh, sure. Yeah. Hmm. Where would we each get it? Like neck or...
Face.
Face?
Well, do you want to do it or not?
We could get lava hate tattoos on our knuckles.
The two diametrically opposed forces of the universe. Lava and hate.
We could get a... My other cart is the Fifth Festus horse and foon tattoo.
Mm-hmm. What if, like, I got a tattoo of Usidor...
Mm-hmm.
Usidor got a tattoo of Chunt, and Chunt got a tattoo of me. Or some version of that.
I think that's the only way that's going to work.
But Chunt, can't you shapeshift a tattoo away?
Oh, yeah, I can. So I guess it means less that I'm so eager to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless... I can just magic mine away. Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah. You've magicked away so many tattoos in episodes before.
Well, if we get the bird with the mic, maybe I'll just magic away the mic.
Magic mic?
Yeah, take off my fur. Ooh.
Could you get rid of that magic mic even if it was XXL?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think so.
Seems like quite a gambit.
One day.
Guys, is it possible this episode has gone on too long?
No.
Of course.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Let me check the minutes. Oh, yeah. Shit, I spelled
minute. Too many minutes.
I put minutes.
Minutes?
Instead of minutes, I wrote minutes at the very top. You told me to keep minutes, and I kept minutes.
Just fix it. Man. Just cross that out and write M-I-N space I-T-S.
S-P-A-C-E.
Is that why you keep sending me messages that say send newts?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because remember you told me, you're like, do you know what a ute is? And I was like, I don't know. And you're like, ute guys.
These two utes.
Yeah. Now that you're my cousin, I feel like... You're teaching me a lot of new lingo.
Yeah.
I mean, I think these are all jokes we've made before, so definitely this episode has gone on too long.
Is it possible that this whole episode, from start to finish, are things we've said before? I mean, there's got to be a high percentage.
I'd say like 52%.
Wait, let me check the previous minutes. There's a big stack of them here. Order of business, Magic Tavern, I object.
I've definitely said that.
A point of order, pizza hell. Yeah, we've done this word for word exact episode before.
Oh, okay. Shit. Well, maybe no one will notice.
Ooh, that could be a t-shirt.
Ooh.
Arnie shrugging, and it says maybe no one will notice.
I mean, I do like that, but I gotta stick with different things mean different things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Dear listener, if you've heard this exact episode before, just know that this is always intended to be a Retro Monday here on Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Wow, wow, wow.
I try not to take these audio transmissions personally when I listen to them, which is never, but this episode seemed specifically designed to anger me, bringing us to the new shirts available in the Magic Tavern Tea public store. Namely, Arnie saying different things mean different things, Usidor saying buy Arnie's shirt, and Chunt saying blood farts. To think, this is the same audio medium that Rachel Maddow uses. Again, Chunt's shirt features him saying blood farts. Get it now before you really become aware of what you're doing. Link to the store in the show notes. Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young. You can now follow Usidor on Blue Sky at Usidor. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. You can follow Chunt on Blue Sky at Chunt. That's 6 T's. Links to both those Blue Sky accounts and the official Magic Tavern Blue Sky account all in the show notes. Your one-stop shop for things I don't want to further explain here. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the latest bonus episode where Arnie, Usidor, and Chunt put together their yearly March Magic Bracket.
Town automatons, not the, like, country automatons.
Yes, I
the
think
automatonies.
So. Yes. It's of course, Arnie. The automatonies, and that's who I'm nominating is Automatani.
Oh,
Automatani, the automaton townie.
We gotta look. Whatever happens, we got to have Automatani, the Automaton Townie, on the podcast this year.
Arnie, if we don't have Automatani, the Automaton Townie, I think we should be in timeout.
Look, I make a sacred promise that this year we're going to have Automatani, the Automaton Townie, who sounds a little bit like Tawny Newsome.
Who?
Just an Earth celebrity. On the podcast. And look, I know I've made sacred promises before.
You have. You have made a sacred promise to have Pom Pom Bom Bom, the cloud who lives in a suit of armor, on the show.
And I haven't gotten around to that yet. I have not gotten around to that yet. But I said in season 5, and we still have at least 7 years of season 5 left to go.
Stop, enough. To hear the rest and vote on which hastily made-up magic user is better than the others all throughout the month of March, join the Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
I thought that business night went pretty well. Business night.
It was fun. Business night. Yeah.
Hey there. Can I be on next week now?
Oh, Arnie, careful.
I'm that frog.
No.
I used to be a prince.
Yeah. I just don't buy it. Just because a frog has a top hat doesn't mean he used to be a prince.
The top hat's a totally different story.
What was your, Arnie, watch this. What was your kingdom? What was your kingdom called? He's looking
frog
around.
Frog kingdom.
He looked in that mirror.
Wait, don't walk away from me.
What was the hat story?
I bought it.
Not much of a story.
Huh. What are your parents' names?
Frog and Frogina.
Okay, that actually checks out, Arnie. He might be a prince.
He might be a good guest.
So just by interviewing you, you'll turn back into your normal shape?
Definitely not. I have to get married and raise three children to full adulthood before I'll change back.
Oh, boy. Arnie, I think I'm going to marry this frog. Is that okay?
I'm just grateful, and here's the thing. I was really worried this was going to lead to this frog saying it can only be changed by a kiss from Larry Birdman.
Ooh. Oh, the frog perked up.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
You came out of Usador, right?
No. I didn't say who I had to marry or kiss openly on the mouth, but it could be anybody. But Larry Birdman would definitely work.
Wait a minute. Frog with a top hat that's pointy, big blue robes on the frog, big beard, bird shit on the frog.
All right, fuck off, both of you. I just go get something to drink.